Morning Air continues now on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. How many of you are perfectionists? I'm raising my hand, probably the poster boy on that. And you've heard me tell stories about being in the confessional and saying the father, you know, I'm a perfectionist in real life, and that spills over into my spiritual life. And you think, well, you know, hey, that's pretty good if I'm working on perfection, working on sainthood, but it's anything but. If you listen to The Drew Mariani Show, you will recognize the name and the voice of Jake Moore, who is one of the producers of The Drew Mariani Show, and with his wife, Kathy, a terrific podcast on Apple, on all the major platforms, called The Truth Pop Podcast. And the reason Jake's on and the reason we're talking about perfection is that Jake just wrote an article for the Fellowship of Catholic University Students telling about his journey through perfectionism and how that doesn't necessarily intersect but collide with your spiritual life. And Jake's with us here this morning on Morning Air to tell the story, maybe your story. It's part of my story as well. Jake, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, John. Thank you so much for this opportunity today.
I use the word collide because that's what it is. It's like being T-boned in an intersection. And it's not great because you don't realize you're just driving down the street. You're fine. And then all of a sudden you're not. How come now it's affecting my spiritual life? What happened to you?
You know, it's so funny, John, because I think in our culture, there's definitely a punchline attached to perfectionism. You know, people will walk around and say, oh, I'm so OCD, I need to clean up my desk, or I need everything clean. And in a lot of ways, I think it is good to joke about that. But
sure,
let's be real that perfectionism, obsessive compulsive disorder, is a real thing. And I'll be honest that this is something that I do struggle with. And I think the difference, John, is that people who really struggle with perfectionism, it's not something that they enjoy. You know, if you joke about, oh, I'm so OCD, that's really something that doesn't really, like you said, get you into that car accident. But for me, my perfectionism and my tendency towards scrupulosity, and of course, the church defines scrupulosity as an, you know, over attachment, a fear of offending God to where you think everything is a sin. And this is honestly something, John, that I've struggled with since, I don't know, as early as I can remember. I truly do remember being young and going to confession and then immediately walking out, obsessing about the confession. Like, did I forget something? Did I offend God? And so, yeah, we talk about this scrupulosity and this, it really is a chain that's just so attached to us. And I think sometimes it's so easy to just excuse it because that's what I've done for myself. I've said, well, you know, I'm supposed to be this way. I'm the oldest of five boys in my family. So I grew up and I felt like I just needed to be the perfect Catholic. I needed to, you know, say the right things, do the right things in school, get an A+ honor roll every single quarter. And in a way, it kind of built up my ego. I kind of became a little attached to that sense of perfectionism, but I didn't realize how much it was negatively affecting me.
Yeah, you know, and you see that. And also, and I struggled with scrupulosity. It's a story that I've told here on Morning Air. And I remember once, you know, the priest sensed that in the confessional. Mm-hmm. And he said, I went to a monastery that had confessions every single day. So there wasn't a big line of people. There's nobody there except me.
Sure.
And one day the priest said, we got to talk. Come outside here for a moment. And so we started talking and, you know, he was the first one to really identify it. And so we got into about this half hour conversation and I said, will you hear my confession now? And he said, if that wasn't a confession, I don't know what was. And that was light bulb time.
Wow.
And it was light bulb time. Oh, wait a minute. And that was the start out of scrupulosity, which eventually led me to become a daily mass goer.
And the beautiful thing is, John, and you can hear that in your story, is that this is something that we as Catholics can be freed from. Jesus does not want us to be tied down to the chains of perfectionism or scrupulosity. You know, someone once said to me, you know, scrupulosity can actually be a sign of pride. And that really stuck with me because I started thinking about it and I said, you know what? That's true. The reason why I struggle so much with needing to have it all together is because I'm so focused on myself. I'm so concerned about what other people think about me. And it's really a dependency on myself and not Jesus. So that's what I started to learn, John. As I got a little older, I got into college and my life really became about me. It wasn't really about Jesus. Like, yeah, I was trying to do all the right things. I was trying to go to confession. You know, I developed some very sinful habits in my life and I'm trying to be open and honest about that.
Sure.
A lot of my scrupulosity led to anxiety and the anxiety led to depression and the depression led to self-harm. So there was a very dark time in my life mm-hmm. where I was really trying, I was searching for authentic love, but I didn't know where that was. And because I was so focused on myself, I was so focused on my trying, my striving, and I didn't actually believe that Jesus loved me. I started to think of Jesus as just like an idea, just something to be attained, but not a person who actually loves me. And that was really, I think, the striking chord is that my identity is not in what I do and what I don't do. My identity is being a son of God, and nothing I can do can take that away. And that's really where I think I started finally getting it, that Catholicism is the best way to have a real personal relationship with Jesus, because we have the Eucharist, because we have that intimate connection to Jesus in his church, and he wants us to be free. He wants us to be healed.
Jake Moore is with us. You recognize his voice. He's one of the producers of the Drew Mariani Show and contributor to that program, and also the host of the Truth Pop podcast with his wife, Kathy. Couple of questions. What got you out of that valley of scrupulosity, and how did Kathy help you?
I would definitely 100% credit the Eucharist, as I already mentioned, that like the more I started spending time with Jesus one-on-one, the more I was able to rest. And so I spent countless hours in adoration. And it's funny, John, I can look back and see how God brought me into the adoration chapel, because I was actually spending that time praying for a Catholic wife. That was what I had my focus on. So I was like, you know, praying, like thinking, oh, like once I meet a wife, then I'm going to be happy. Then, you know, I'm going to be healed of all of this. Everything's going to be okay. And God was just up there rolling his eyes saying, okay, Jake, you think that meeting a wife is going to make you feel better, but I'm the one who's going to make you feel better. So God really used that desire for a wife to heal me and to help me to realize that he was the one who was fulfilling what I was looking for all this time. He was the one who is that source of authentic love. And once I was able to heal a little bit and spend that time in adoration, my heart did become softened. Because then I started to realize that, okay, my life is not about me. It's not about being focused on myself, but I'm called to, you know, share what I'm learning and you know, the way that I'm growing and share that with others. And it's really about giving. And I think once I started to realize that marriage was about that, it was about self-giving, not self-receiving, then God was like, okay, I have this amazing girl that I want you to meet, and her name's Kathy. And I met her at a Catholic speed dating event in Chicago about 5 years ago now. And honestly, as soon as I met Kathy, it's funny. She tells me that, you know, when I met her, she was going through her own reversion and her own deepening of the faith. But when I met her, she really started to help me heal, because she helped me to understand that, you know what, I don't need to try to be perfect on my own, that it's impossible to be perfect on our own. What Jesus is really asking us to do is to trust. So when Kathy and I eventually got married, we continued to spend a lot of time in adoration. And Kathy told me one time, she's like, you know, Jake, I just sense that God is telling me that I need to tell you that you got to trust more. And that really started to open up my eyes even more, John, is that I realized that I thought all this time I was trusting God. I thought all this time I was doing what I'm supposed to do and being a good Catholic, but I was missing the ultimate point, that our life is not just about avoiding sin. It's about trusting in God. And I think Jesus makes that so clear in the Diary to St. Faustina. And one thing that I came upon when I was reading the diary just hit me so much. He said, distrust on the part of souls is tearing at my insides. So Jesus is, he's essentially saying that it's not so much sin that's tearing at his insides. It's the distrust, the fact that we don't believe that God actually can forgive us, the fact that we think that we need to get it right on our own.
Jake, when your wife tells you, Jesus, I think Jesus is telling me that you need to trust more.
Yeah.
How does that not lead to an argument? And how, and also, how do you keep your pride in check?
You know, it's so funny you ask that, John, because I actually wasn't even really offended. To be honest with you, I was kind of relieved. As soon as I heard those words, I said, you know what? That is so true. And it actually, it almost felt like God was just taking off this monkey in my back. Mm-hmm. So I didn't necessarily take it as an insult that, oh, I need to trust God more, because I think I knew deep down that, yeah, I do. And I felt like Jesus was saying to me, you know, Jake, I appreciate that you're trying so hard, and I appreciate that you don't want to sin, but let me help you. You know, you don't have to live this way. And again, it's that lie that we buy into that, oh, like, I'm supposed to live the Catholic faith this way, that, you know, Catholicism is all about being perfect, but it's not. Right. Pope Francis says that it's a hospital for sinners, and Jesus knows we're going to sin. He knows we're going to screw up. All he asks is that we continue to come back to him, and he desires more than anything. His heart is burning to give us that mercy, and I think it just offends him so much that we don't really trust in that mercy. And I know that I've offended the Lord because of that lack of trust in his mercy.
Perfectly Imperfect is the name of the article on the Focus website. We'll share that on all of our platforms because, again, it's very helpful if you're dealing with that perfectionism and it's spilled over into your spiritual life. Jake Moore, as always, thank you. God bless you. The best to Kathy.
Thank you so much, John. God bless you, too.